All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the fray, sports mappers. It is The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel. If you missed anything, the first 2 hours are on podcast, but we appreciate you stopping in and spending some time with us. As we simulcast from here on out through 7, Blitz will take it from 4 on after we take you up until that time. So thanks to everybody for jumping on board. We appreciate that. Right off the top, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job. Locally owned and operated energy company. That means that they're going to be attentive to your needs. You're going to get human beings, not automated systems. And their only goal is to try and build a relationship with you while finding you great low rates and a contract that makes sense for your energy needs. Whether it be for business or for your family, they will take care of you. They're going to ask you lots of questions to make sure they pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and go from there. The energy that they use is 100% green energy, so it makes sure that you will have a green plan that offsets electricity use with renewable energy credits. That decreases your carbon footprint. And of course, they're going to be competitive with their rates. But more so than anything else, they want to build a relationship that's long-term. And even if sometimes when they're looking at you joining on, signing up with them and joining their crew, and they find out that there's a different company that offers a better rate, they're going to let you know that because they want to be honest, upfront, and they feel like a trusted friend. You may not sign up right away, but at some point you'll come back because they were honest with you. That's the way they do business. It's fantastic. So affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back is Infuse Energy. Therefore, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can go on, log on to InfuseEnergy.com. But either way, infuse energy into your life. So are you were kind of still beefing with Trey in the break.
No, I wasn't beefing. Was it beefing?
How can you even see his face, by the way? He's got so much more hair and whatever Tyler cut off of his beard he took. And then he's got the hat pulled down. It's like all I see is like it's like the opposite of the Lone Ranger mask. The only facial skin I can see is around his eyes. Otherwise, he's just one big ball of like Fozzie Bear fur.
He's like Cousin It on the Addams Family.
He likes that.
Yeah, he does.
Which is weird.
He can't hurt Trey's feelings because he doesn't have feelings.
That's not nice. So, I think he does.
You think so?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is bring up Tyler. And I'm pretty sure he'll tell you he's got feelings. Yeah, well, I didn't say they were good, bad, sad, happy, but you have feelings when it comes to him. Depends on what he says to you during a given day. I know you can't speak, so we won't speak for you.
Please don't make him. He was trying to talk to me at the break. It was a disaster. And obviously didn't jot any of that stuff
down. Did he get
down.
Enough airtime for one day? Is that what you're trying to say?
I've had enough. I'm full. We've had our Trey quota for July, August, whatever month we're in. I don't care. Patrick Randall checking in from Fiesta, Texas. He said, I'm reporting live from Fiesta, Texas. It's hot. The lines suck. Two waters and a Sprite are $15. $12 for a regular plate of Panda Express. Pro tip, buy your wife jewelry. It's cheaper and easier to deal with. I don't know that Fiesta, Texas would be my go-to.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be mine.
No, I don't think Lisa nor Nora would be all that thrilled. Oh, so let me get this straight. Instead of a necklace, you think I want to get in a cesspool of kids pissing in the water and enjoy that for the day? You should have bought the necklace. I'm not going. Like, that would be... It wouldn't even be a debate.
That's Nora?
Yeah. I mean, she gets angry.
Lisa would be like, I appreciate you looking out for Taylor.
Yeah, but I ain't going.
But not exactly. I mean, we could go on a weekend sometime, but yeah.
El Jefe wanted to know, did Jerry get sick because him and Nick shared a Hennessy from a plastic bottle?
No, there was no sharing of any plastic bottle. No.
Shout out to Blake Adams, by the way. He said he's been a suspect since day one, and he's a suspect for life, and we appreciate that, Blake. Very much so.
No doubt. I responded to him. That's it's people like him that have helped to make us who we are here today, and that's why we're called the Usual Suspects. We absolutely appreciate everybody.
Yep.
To recap the first couple hours,
okay,
in case people missed it, you had a little issue on Twitter this weekend.
I did. I was told I'm not successful enough to give my opinion on politics.
Which is something that you will always just kind of go in one ear, out the other, fall on deaf ears, and you'll move on.
I didn't linger with it at all. No. It didn't upset me. I
didn't react.
I didn't fall for the trolling.
None should have
that.
Said, you're not successful enough to talk about lawn care. I would have been okay with that tweet. But politics,
suntanning. If I had right now, if I rubbed this Tracy McGrady bobblehead and a genie popped out and they were like, you get one wish, I would, you know what my wish would be?
Nick go to hell.
No, it would be that Nick's grass and every plant on his lot died. Everything died. Everything. That would be my wish. I want it all to die. Just like you've got
to
start over. Now all of your plants, all your grass, people drive by and be like, look, is that a crack house? What is that?
As you said
that would be my wish. And now you've got to buy all new plants.
No, you really don't.
Because you hate yard work. Because
as he was saying that, Nick, I thought to myself, if you think that's punishment, Nick's probably going, hell yes, now I don't have to worry about cutting the lawn, anybody doing the bushes,
mow it anyway,
or paying the guy. I can just live with the dirt.
I just paid the guy. The only thing I did, because my mom asked me to, was like around the shrubs that died and we replaced.
Uh-huh.
She just asked me to, like, I don't know, resoil it or whatever, and I did that part. I actually went out and did that part.
Resoiled it?
Whatever.
Oh, here we go.
You put
Welcome
some mulch?
To the green
Whatever.
Team.
Did you mulch it or did you put soil?
Who cares? It's some brown stuff that you put around the
Who
shrub.
Who cares?
Okay.
Who cares?
And she asked me to do it so we didn't have to
go out and buy it for you?
No, I bought it.
You don't even know what you bought?
No, but I got the recommendation from the dude and I took a picture.
He just said, buy some brown stuff?
I just showed the picture to the guy at home. I'm like, hey, man, I need like 3 bags of this. I didn't even know what it was.
Mulch.
Whatever.
It's mulch.
Who cares?
Okay. So apparently El Jefe found the tweet in question with Juggalo Tree.
Oh, no.
So
this dude, you cannot put anything by El Jefe.
It's all started because AJ said, Barry and Juggalo Trey's mom talking on Twitter just made me spit out my drink. Because I think we were arguing. Because she was like, you leave my son alone. I was like, no, I don't think so. And then I said, if I wasn't married, who knows? Maybe one day Trey could call me daddy. That's, look, he's like, see, I told you. Okay. I'm glad you found it, El Jefe. We didn't need all that.
Yes, we did.
Mm.
Yes, actually, we did.
Tracy Callie has a question for us. Did you see her tweet?
I did not.
So she sent us a tweet from CNN, updated today at 1:40. NFL's first male dancers will hit the sidelines this season. And she asked our thoughts on it. Joel, what are your thoughts on the male dancers hitting the sidelines?
I mean, look, if that's what they want to do and they're talented enough dancers to be a part of the squad, then more power to them. I mean, that's my opinion on it. I know that in years past, the Texans have actually had guys try out. This guy that I see in Tracy's tweet mm-hmm. looks very athletic. The guys the first couple of years for the Texans.
He's got amazing calves.
Were not quite that in shape.
No, he's flexible. He's basically standing on his toes doing the splits.
Yeah, instead of on the floor doing the splits, yeah.
He's probably a fantastic dancer. I bet he is an impeccable dresser.
I would say my short answer would be not that there's anything wrong with that.
That would be your answer, huh?
Yeah, there's
just
nothing wrong with that.
Taking a page out of Trey's book.
Or Seinfeld's.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's great. I think good for him. I think if they tried to integrate Hooters, that's all bets are off. They started saying that men could apply to Hooters. So at that point, okay. And you know what? I more than anything, I think this is going to be an easy transition for Aggie fan.
Yeah, because of the Yellow Leaders.
That's right.
Because they have yell leaders.
All dudes on the sidelines.
Yep.
So
I work with one, or a former yell leader.
Do you?
Yeah, the Fan React Hour.
Uh-huh. With
Chris Buckner.
He was a
former yell leader.
Yeah. Nice. Is he thinking about going out for the Texans?
I don't know.
I believe their squad's been chosen.
Has it already?
Okay. I think that's already come and gone.
I can't wait for the Aggie hate that I'm about to get because I said that.
Yeah.
Knowing damn well I've been an Aggie fan my whole life and endured the constant crap talking from every other football fan in America because you don't even have female cheerleaders. All right. Well, I'd like to see your cheerleaders pull off overalls like that. I didn't think so.
I didn't want to click on this link, by the way. That
why not?
Because the very first picture at the top.
What about it?
I don't want to see that.
Just dancing? No. There is one picture where it looks like he's tied his shirt in a knot, like halfway up.
Okay.
It's not one of my tabs.
Just
it's your screensaver?
Just cut it off. No. Just cut the shirt off.
Okay.
Why are you wasting time tying it in a knot?
I'm just letting y'all know, based on what I had to deal with growing up with Green Bay's quote unquote cheerleaders, anything's a step up. Yeah, they were
bad looking, really?
Oh my god. They
Packers cheerleaders?
Yeah, they were, if you go look, bro. They refuse. First of all, look at where they are. And they're trying to stay warm in the winter, but I told you they were already insulated before the winter came.
But see, they're like,
oh my god, you guys, your cheerleaders build an amazing pyramid. It was like, that's just one girl.
You do realize that they so because they
that's
didn't want anything
Shirley.
To do with it.
That's
they
just Shirley. That's
they it. Rent the University of Wisconsin Green Bay's cheerleaders on Sunday.
They rent their cheerleaders.
They basically take their squad and go, "Hey, come on over, do the Packer games. We'll pay you a little bit."
Really?
Yeah.
See, my assumption is there's beautiful women in each city. I figured there'd be at least
you thought wrong
15 in Milwaukee.
Mm. Well, Milwaukee is a lot more, but Milwaukee's not Green Bay. It's 2 hours away.
Or Green Bay. There's got to be 15 in Green Bay.
Mm.
Really, Nick? How about we send you there for a week?
No.
Let us know.
I don't want to find out.
Send you there and you can't come back until you have sex?
You can't find 15 good-looking girls
in
Green Bay.
Well, I guess I live here now.
The cold has that much of an effect.
Amongst other things.
Put it this
sausage.
Way. There's like Margaret's.
Cheese.
Margaret's
fried
like trying out in a muumuu, smoking a cigarette. She's like, 2, 4, 6. They're like, you know what? We'll just go without this year. We just won't have a cheer squad rather than having to put Margaret out there with her pom poms and muumuu. She's chucking sausages.
What's her name from accounting?
Tammy in accounting?
Yeah, she's not Tammy from accounting.
Just chucking brats into the crowd.
She's Margaret from the meatpacking plant. I'm just letting you know. It's not a good thing.
You know what's a good thing, though? I'll tell you a good thing. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is a good thing. We were just there last week. Delicious as always. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Shout out to Chan and Josh Rapp for coming out and joining us this past Thursday when we had it ahead of the listener appreciation party. And shout out to Haas for coming out and representing Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen at the listener appreciation party. It was awesome to hang out with him. And awesome best describes the food and the menu at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Man, you're going to love it. I had some new stuff. It was some kind of chicken kebab. I don't even know the name of. But again, it was something that I hadn't tried yet that Haas brought to me. He was like, all right, you've had everything else. Try this. Again, so good. The food there is ridiculously good. I trust you're going to like it. Seraphin hit me up on Twitter and said, we finally made it out. This was this weekend. He said, we finally made it out. The wife loved it. So, and I know you will too, guys. 1901 Taft in Midtown. CNI713 on Facebook if you need more info. But the menu is diverse. So you've got the Southern comfort food like chicken fried steak, French fries, sliders, wings, all that good stuff. But then you've got the lamb vindaloo. You've got chicken curry. You've got some of the best butter chicken in the city of Houston. You're going to love this place. You're going to love the food. And you might like the fact that they got a full service bar. So you can get your drink on, watch the game. And if you don't want to leave the house, you can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. And don't forget, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. is trivia night. So if you just want to go hang out, have a good time, eat some good food, and get your drink on, you can do all that right there at Cowboys and Indians. Again, 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it. I hear that.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final hour of the show. You heard the man, Barry, Nick, Joel, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Haven't really touched on the NFL because there's only that one preseason game. Preseason gets underway full board this week. Lots of things being talked about around NFL camps. Hard Knocks starts tomorrow night with the Cleveland Browns, in case you have HBO.
Are you watching?
I am.
Okay.
A buddy of mine's on the Browns front office staff now, so I want to see. I've asked him. He hasn't been filmed yet, but wondering if they do anything on the new personnel department of the Browns. Alonzo Highsmith, the one-time
Yep. former Oiler. Oiler.
Yep.
Michigan State, correct?
No. He went to the U.
Alonzo Highsmith?
Yeah, Alonzo Highsmith went to the U. You're thinking about
Mike
White.
Rozier.
No, Rozier went to Nebraska. You're talking about the kid White that was the running back from Michigan State that played for the... Was it White? That played Lorenzo White? Is that right?
Oh, I believe you're correct, yeah. You might be right there.
Did you see some of these comments?
You are correct.
First Lorenzo of all, speaking White. Of the Browns traded away their former high pick receiver... in the draft recently, poo-pooing Corey Coleman goes to the Bills for a late-round draft pick. If you don't know Corey Coleman, well, I mean, you're not Lance Zierlein, but Corey Coleman was a very high pick for the Browns, a first-round pick a few years ago. It didn't work out, but needless to say, with Coleman's departure, when you look at what the Browns have done with a lot of high picks over the last several years, they have basically... traded away or cut every single one of them over the last 4 years. So over the last 4 years, Trent Richardson was traded in year one. Brandon Whedon was cut in year two. Barkavius Mingo was traded in year three. Justin Gilbert was traded in year two. Johnny Manziel cut in year two. Danny Shelton traded in year three. Cam Irving traded in year two. Corey Coleman now traded in year three. Two.
And didn't they also give up on Wentz? Didn't they give Wentz away?
So as part of one of these moves, and I believe that involved the Coleman pick, they received that pick as part of the package that they got in return for giving up the number two pick in the draft the year that pick turned out to be Carson Wentz.
Man.
Not a good look.
No, and sometimes you feel like maybe the whole Cleveland is a joke of an organization thing might be overblown, but it's not it's when not. You look at that stuff.
No, and that's the thing. I think this now, was a move question, by the new personnel people to say, okay,
let's try
we've
to write
cleared the
ship.
Cupboard of all yeah. of these mistakes.
But do you think Carson Wentz is as successful as a Brown in that organization with those players on that team the last year or so as opposed to being out in Philly?
I mean,
do you
look,
really think he's going
I think
to be
with Hugh Jackson,
considered
who's
good?
Known as a very good offensive mind. I think that you would have, but talent's going to show itself, but without any, we were talking about this earlier. If you don't, you know, like with Jalen Hurts' situation, if you have talent around you to work with, you obviously look that much better.
Sure.
But I still think that he had enough ability that you would at least have signs shown that said, this guy can play the game. But you're right. I mean, having been, instead being on a team in Philly where they had talent around him, he was able to blossom and bloom that much quicker.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's considered. Although, I mean, you look at Trubisky and people think he's going to be the next Jared Goff or Carson Wentz, and they're on the rise as
right,
a team,
right,
the
right.
Bears. And maybe that would be the case with the Browns because it takes having a legitimate quarterback to start to turn a franchise around.
Now, if
but
you're-
I just don't know if he's held in the same regard.
So Coleman goes to the Bills. The Bills have Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin was a high pick wide receiver. I don't know if you saw this or not, but it would be interesting to see if Kelvin Benjamin would have rather been drafted by the Browns with the previous regime
mm-hmm.
or the Carolina Panthers, who he was drafted by and kept until he was traded to the Bills last year, because he came out with some pretty, pretty poignant comments about the Panthers. He said, let me just say this. I should have been drafted by somebody else. I should have never went to Carolina. Truly, I just think Carolina was bad for me. If you put me with any other quarterback, let's be real. You know what I'm saying. Any other accurate quarterback like Rodgers or Eli Manning or Big Ben, anybody, quarterbacks with knowledge that know how to place a ball and give you a better chance to catch the ball. It just felt like I wasn't in that position.
Oof.
G. Cam Newton, how do you feel now?
Wow. Kelvin Benjamin out here shooting shots. That's a... There's no... I mean, what did he say? Like, I... what did he say?
He followed that up by saying, because he... People
Where was
were,
it? Well, no, he said, let's be real. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just come out and say it, because at this point...
Well, and then after that, he gave three names. He gave Rodgers, Manning, Big Ben, and then exactly. followed that up with anybody, exclamation mark.
Wow.
And he followed it up on Twitter by saying, I'm just crazy then. I was the one who buried my mom and skipped the grieving process to get back and help that team. Let's be real. It was all fake. And to be honest, I was salty. Who wouldn't be? I'd just been holding it all in, and now I'm free. Hate me or love me.
Man.
Not a good picture painted of the Panthers or Cam Newton.
Nope. Nope. Not at all.
Yeah, he got it all out of his system, I would think.
Yeah, a couple of NFL news and notes, by the way. Texans, Jadeveon Clowney still working to get back into football shape. According to head coach Bill O'Brien, Clowney has spent most of his time working on the side and practice thus far.
His puddle sliding is fantastic, I've heard.
Yeah. Also, J.J. Watt has been, they said, performing well, quote, during the early part of training camp, but that means nothing. They're not sure if he's going to play at all this preseason. And you know what? I'm okay with that. If he doesn't play this preseason, I'm good with that.
I'm with you, too. I mean, look, I've said it over and over again. The preseason's way too long, and I know the NFL's never going to get rid of it because it's a cash cow, even though the games don't matter. But when you look at the amount of players that are out for the season just in non-contact drills alone, and then you think you hear about all these fans that are clamoring they want to see their players in the preseason, no, you don't. You absolutely do not. You don't want to see them until week one because the sport's already very, very violent. And the chances are obviously great that someone can get hurt on a game. But even, look, like I said, non-contact drills, and 10 guys are out for the year
yep.
already
yep.
in camps.
Yep.
So you don't want to see your mate. You don't want, if Deshaun can't play in the preseason, I'm good with it.
One more note from the Cowboys. According to running backs coach Gary Brown, talk about a name, a blast from the past. Former Oiler Gary Brown said Ezekiel Elliott is in better shape physically and mentally this year than before. Quote, we are going to get a good Zeke this year. He is on a mission. You can see it already.
You didn't get a bad one last year when he played.
No.
So
there you go. Gary Brown. Wow.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
Was it Lorenzo Brown. White, the Michigan State running back that they had? The one you were asking about?
Yes, you were correct. Okay. Lorenzo White.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. OU Mike, we see you coming out of the break. We'll get to you. And imagine that you want to talk about male dances.
What do you think? What are the odds he mentions Johnny Weir?
Pretty well, you blew it now. Because now he's going to try and rewrite the script in the break.
He's like, damn, I got to rewrite this third commercial.
Would Greg Louganis fit in this joke? Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I told you about them a little while ago. Josh Pestikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job here in Houston. If you need an energy company that's going to give you not only great rates, but great customer service, and always get a human being that's going to interact with you so that you can get your problem solved or get you where you need to go in terms of your rates and your contract, it's the people at Infuse Energy. You can call 844-INFUSE2 or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. But I encourage you to call them if you're trying to find an energy company because they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to try and find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for a business? Is it for your family? How your nights and weekends? And therefore, build a plan that is just right for you. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and then they go from there. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips, so therefore, you're making a difference because you sign up and get a green plan. That will offset your electricity use with renewable energy credits and helps decrease your carbon footprint. And they're also going to make sure that if there are those random cases, and rare as they may be, where they find another company that may be able to beat their rates, they're going to let you know up front about that too, because they want to build an honest relationship in which you feel like you can trust them, just like one of your friends. And if you don't use them right away, you'll be back because you know that they were honest with you throughout the process. They're great people doing great things over there. I encourage you to check them out. I did it. I'm saving hundreds of dollars a month on my air conditioning bills in the summer months simply because I made the switch to Infuse Energy. Again, infuseenergy.com or 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Infuse Energy into your life.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final half hour of the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. SportsMap 94.1 as well as ESPN 97.5. We're kicking around, running the gamut, covering a lot of different topics, as we normally do. Excuse me. Recently, within the discussion, it was brought to our attention by Tracy that some male dances were going to be a part of some NFL cheerleading squads this year.
Yeah.
You asked for our opinions. We asked of yours. And now we'll get the opinion of someone else. I have a feeling this is not going to be as PC as our responses.
Sooner Michael.
Y'all had to bring up Johnny Weir.
Just ruined your whole joke, didn't we?
Yeah, and then I let my mind ramble, and I couldn't come up. The closest thing I could come up with was he's traveling overseas, and I've heard he's in Bangkok. That's a, you know, that's kind of the old go-to.
Jeez.
You're better than that.
Men
Mike.
Dancers, I don't think this is a good idea. I kind of want to draw y'all a picture. Maybe these dancers, they're in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's losing to the Cowboys by like 3 touchdowns. And one of the sideline dancers hollers up at one of the food vendors, "Hey, could I get a wiener and a sack of nuts?" You know, I just don't think it's going over very well.
I think he realized. I think he might have had more material in the back pocket today, but I think he realized once you let that one out of the bag, you can't go back. There's nothing that you can save you.
You know,
do you see anyone in Philly with that accent asking for a wiener and a sack of nuts?
Well, I think what he was implying is that the dancer would work for the Cowboys because he said what when the dancer's on the road in Philly. So he was implying that this dancer, this male dancer, is going to be a Cowboy, which if I recall from a story a while back that I believe it was the Jags. I believe it was the Jacksonville Jaguars where the dancer, I could be wrong, maybe Carolina Panthers. I don't know. I feel like at this point, though, we're just best to move on from Mike's call and not address it. It was not his best effort.
It definitely was not.
It was a Chris Carter striking out with the bases loaded moment. It was a low point.
Because he has to work with Nick Wright? Oh, the other Chris Carter.
Other Chris Carter.
Gotcha.
It was a low point for him. We did have a couple of people text the show and say, first one was at like 2:40. Somebody said, "Hey, have you guys discussed the listener appreciation party yet?" And then at 3:04, we got a text that says, I'm working in Kentucky and missed some shows. Which podcast should I check out to get a viewer party recap? Yes, we did discuss the party on Friday. Most shows at least touched on it, if not discussed the party.
We talked about hour one and two for sure on Friday.
Yeah, I would go back to all podcasts on all shows from Friday at podcastarena.com if you want the lowdown and the details.
Unless you were expecting Nick to have a lot to say that day. Because what you're going to find out in hour number one is Nick said not only did he not want to be here
super
that
hungover
day. Yeah, but he was not happy with anybody or anything.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood. Yeah. But we got through it.
How long did it take you to fully recover? Saturday?
Remember when we tweeted out that little the interview with Allison Craig?
Yeah.
When I tweeted that out, that's when I woke up. Because Remember you asked me to publish it after the show, and I was like, I'm going to get a quick nap in. It wasn't a quick nap.
No.
Yeah. So it was like 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you called her the defense attorney for Roberto Osuna?
No. I'm not going to throw the person under the bus, but it wasn't me.
Kevin!
Wasn't Kevin either.
No?
You got the wrong name.
You could try, though.
Who was it?
He's our intern right now. It's your boy.
What's his name?
Intern Travis.
Oh, it's Travis. I thought it was Kevin for some reason.
This is why interns hate you.
Sorry, Travis. I don't know
why. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Intern Kevin! I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? Do we even have an intern, Kevin?
I don't know. I know. I can't.
We
keep
do
up.
Now.
I can't keep up with all these names. First of all, I've told you guys I'm horrible when it comes to names, and for some reason he looks like a Kevin.
What?
He looks like a Kevin. He doesn't look like a Travis.
He looks like a Jethro.
Well, there's that too. He looks like a Kevin to me, though. I don't see him as a Travis, but okay. That's my fault. Yeah, let's take Clarence's call. He wants to talk about OU Mike. This save us, Clarence. This has to be better than what OU Mike did.
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
First off, that joke was horribly bad by OU Mike. I mean, that joke was horrible. The Cowboys beating Philadelphia by 3 touchdowns. Come on.
I see what you did there.
Come on. We're not even getting to the wiener and nuts part. That right there was horrible. And another thing, how come I didn't find about this male cheerleader thing? I would have went. I would have tried out. We need big boys out there shaking that thing. What's going on with that?
Clarence, I'm sorry. I don't need to see you in a unitard.
I don't think the world wants to see that.
Or
sir.
Dress.
Who said they would have had a unitard on? I would have had on just a
little skirt.
Short. That's it.
Let's put it this way. We already saw you sweat, and that was just trying to find your way around the listener party. So to think of you.
Wow.
Everyone was sweating up in there.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, Barry over there with the Papa Shot machine have on a sweatband and a towel.
Dude, it was hot.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Clarence. Hey, I was going to say, and I don't know if you saw this or
not. I want to see Clarence.
One of those dancing. Borat man bikini suits or whatever. Oh, you wouldn't want to see that?
No. He was on a mission, though. Like, when he was moving, like, there was one time where he left the Papa Shot area and had to get over towards the food and the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got spina bifida because he hit me from behind with a chicken wing trying to get through the crowd. I was like, what the? And I looked.
Spina bifida.
And he just.
With a chicken wing. Oh, his elbow
like
just?
Yeah, he had just kind of like his arm kind of yeah. out. And he's like, I'll be back, but I got to go. And I'm like, where are you going in such a big hurry?
Spina bifida. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see him dance.
With pom-poms?
No. Everything.
And boots?
Jiggling and moving. And
it'd
I
be
kind
of funny. I just would want him to be like 99.9% covered up is what I'm... But I think it'd be funny.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it would be funny. You don't think Clarence dancing on the field wouldn't be funny? I think that'd be hilarious.
Nick, I think in the right bra, he could bring it.
You see,
a little disappointing, boys. Every year they come out with the awfulannouncing.com comes out with their listener poll for baseball announcers on television.
Okay.
Last year, in the first year of Todd Callis and Jeff Blum, they were top 10.
What?
They were 10th.
These guys are idiots.
Okay. So if you thought they were idiots before, the new grades are out. Got news for you, Bear.
Huh?
14th. They've slid 4 spots.
That's a good thing.
No, but they're not basing it.
It's called Awful
Announcing.
That's
the website.
Okay.
They're having listeners rate the best broadcast teams in baseball.
Okay. I thought they were rating the worst and they made top 10. No. And I was like, no.
Their most popular grade was a C, 27.96% of all votes received for the Astros broadcast team. And their analysis says, after an impressive debut season last year, the new Astros crew took a hit this year.
No.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. Whoever's voting out there either has an axe to grind or they're just dumb. Todd Callis and Jeff Blum do a really good job of calling Astros games, because not only do they call the games and don't screw up the information, and they make it fun.
They
haven't had this much fun in the booth since Jim DeShays left. And Jim DeShays was beloved by this
Yes,
city.
He was. And I'll say this too.
And he was hilarious. Jim DeShays was outstanding.
Blummer gets it because he gets, like we do, he gets the tweets involved.
Yep.
He interacts with the fans throughout the telecast. So I think that combination, and of course you can't go wrong with the fact that TK's dad trained him well. Harry Callis is a legend. But I really like their chemistry because, again, we've talked about how important that is, and there's some guys on radio and other places that don't have quite the same chemistry.
Right. And I just, I don't know, I can't rate them versus any others because I don't listen to a lot of other baseball other than nationally outside of the Astros.
Right.
I think they do a fantastic job.
And agreed.
I would think they would have to be somewhere in the top 5, top top seven, maybe?
Number one?
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants. Both ex-players.
Hmm. I thought big white guy was doing the Giants. Former ESPN guy.
John Miller?
Yes.
I think he still does some games play-by-play. But Dwayne Kuiper. And yeah, they list like seven guys on their broadcast.
Miller does the radio, huh?
Yeah, John Miller's got a great voice too. Yeah, yes. Mets number two, Padres number three, Orioles number four, Blue Jays number five. See a trend developing?
Hmm.
If your team sucks and you get a lot of airtime to talk about anything and everything, your rating goes up.
I get it.
There you go. All right, we got 1 segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll take you home, put a bow on it, and let you have the blitz up until 7 o'clock. All right here, SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Don't you worry about the bitter hearts, I'm gonna say.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Been a fun Monday here with Barry, Nick, Joel, and of course, intern Trey.
Who's going to be filling in for you tomorrow, huh?
Nick,
I'm assuming it's Tyler, tomorrow. But I don't know.
No, it is incorrect. John has sent an email that says, Nick... said he has jury duty tomorrow. Sounds like John doesn't believe you. So Michael will be filling in. Michael Hernandez.
Oh.
Can you come in around noon?
Oh.
Michael. Yeah, he probably doesn't believe me because I thought it was today. And I'm like, ooh, my bad, bro. It's tomorrow.
Which, I don't want to say this out loud. Which one is Michael Hernandez?
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't know who that is.
He's interned for us a couple times, but they've moved him over to the other side, and he does a lot of overnights, and that's why you don't remember him, because he hasn't interned for us in a long time. But you know who he is.
When they care enough to send the very best, Barry.
Yeah, why
you get
the
intern slash producer overnights?
Yeah, what? We're not good enough. This is a midday, big time radio show. We're not good enough to get a big time producer to replace our big time producer.
So you don't like Michael Hernandez?
No idea who he is. No idea.
He's not going to say much.
He won't?
I don't think so. He's kind of,
you're forgetting who he's working with.
That'll be a nice change of pace.
Barry's going to force him to talk a lot.
Yeah, I figure, yeah. Like, you'll have to force him to talk. He's one of those. He seems calmer.
No, I'll take advantage of it. Finally.
Jeez.
He said he's addicted to Fortnite, so if you want to make fun of him for that.
Oh, my God. I don't want that cat anywhere near. No. What's going on in there? What is Kevin doing?
He's so freaking loud. You could hear him through the door and the wall.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
All right, settle down, Kevin. All right, so we're getting some guy I've never heard of to produce our show tomorrow.
Big Astros fan.
Why? I mean, unless I get out of jury duty, which I doubt.
What time you get a report? 8 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm hoping my last name
secret to getting out? You're hoping your name scares
them? Yeah, my last name. They see the last name, and they're like, bye.
I'm like, can you run back through the metal detector a couple times? Be like, well, sir. Be like, well, just in case. So remember what I told you, how to get out of this, right? What is the plan?
I'm not going
to
take any of your suggestions because...
Excuse me?
I don't think you even did... You said you wouldn't do it when you were in jury duty. Everybody says the
I
whole...
I said that's how you do it. That I
did you do that?
I didn't do it, but that because I saw it. It was like, that's genius. But it worked for two people. Plus the guy that said the crazy thing. What did I tell you?
The race card.
No.
What?
I told you, whenever someone says something really outlandish, when I was at jury duty, it was a case about, I don't know, like beating kids or something. I don't remember specifically what it was. But this one guy, they said, sir, what are your thoughts on corporal punishment? And this dude stood up and said, it says in the Bible to beat your kids, so I believe that you can beat your kids. And this other guy goes, yeah, me too. And they were like, you're dismissed. And I was like, damn it, I should have done that. I should have said, yeah, I agree with that fella right there. And I would have got out of it.
I don't have the guts to do something like that.
Just yell, preach on, brother.
I never say anything outlandish. Why am I going to, how what am I going to make up to say?
Nick, here's what you do. When when the proceedings are going on, when the attorneys are up there, just to visualize each attorney as being Barry, not an attorney. You will yell whatever you want at the highest volume possible because you spew venom at him. It'll make it easier.
We'll see. I just hope I don't get selected.
I'm telling you, you just have to say, wait for someone to say something crazy. Because they'll tell you, do you know what the case is about at all?
No, I didn't even. I think you're supposed to fill out some form 2 days before, too, and I didn't do that either.
Do that.
Shocking.
Hmm.
What's going to happen? Are they going to, like, fine me or something for not filling out the form?
No, yeah,
they can impound
usually,
your car for up to 48 hours.
Usually what you'll do is you'll fill that out and they'll say, oh, you don't have to show up if you weren't selected. So now you've got to go through the entire selection process. You played yourself.
Okay.
So you could have maybe gotten out of it without ever having to show up.
You sound devastated that you won't be here with us.
You're going to miss
no,
me.
No, I really don't want to. Believe me, I do not want to wake up at 6 or 7 in the morning.
Oof.
And then have to be there at 8. Believe me.
You're going to Uber?
There's no way I'm going to drink tonight. Like, there's no way. I
no,
won't get up.
No, definitely not. Although, showing up smelling like alcohol.
That might get you.
Yeah, when you get out of the car, just have a bottle there. Just douse your clothing in it. Like you put on cologne, you know, just put on some liquor.
Especially if it's a DWI case.
That would be big. I say he wasn't drunk enough. Give him another. I'll drive next time.
They're like, sir, you can go. You don't need to be here. No. But wait for someone to say something crazy. I'm telling you, that's the key.
Hey, because this story will be absolutely, I'm just going to say, dead tomorrow, and that's not right.
Okay.
Shout outs and RIP, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
Charlotte Ray died of cancer, 92.
92 is a healthy age. Would you want to live to be 92?
I would.
You would want to be 92?
Yep.
That's
a good run, though.
That's that whole, like, just pooping on yourself because you can't control it age.
Depends. I don't know. Well, it depends, literally. But you don't know. But you don't know.
Mm.
I mean, if you're not like that.
Although I am watching this series called I Am a Killer on Netflix.
Okay.
It's about guys on death row. And one guy's grandfather was trying to get him free. It was in Bexar County here in Texas. And this dude's a 90-year-old man. And he looks like he's 60. He looks amazing. I'm like,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying. There's some people that age really
well.
Yeah, but
that's not
like
me.
And that, like, you know, like if you're 92 and you're not needing the help of others just to poop or sit or stand, then why not?
Know.
If your mind is functioning.
I don't know.
No?
92s. I just feel like I would be miserable at that point. Like, my body's already old. I'm already sore. I already hurt. 92?
Man, my mom died at 90.
Good for her. That's a long life.
And the thing that she said before, a couple weeks before she passed, was until she had an unfortunate accident, slipped and fell, broke her hip, and wasn't able to drive anymore.
Yeah.
As long as she had her independence and she was still driving, doing things, everything like that, she's like, I'm perfectly good with it. But otherwise, I had said 85 was the age in my mind.
80 for me. 80, I'm
sure. My mom died at 85.
So 85.
85.
Yeah.
But it's still a good run. But she was like, you know what? As long as I'm independent, but if people are controlling like what I eat and when I poop and everything like that, then it's a different story.
I would be good. 80 years old, I'm out. Just go ahead. Check, please. I want to go.
Hear that, Nick? If you can't get him before then, you can be the guy that takes him out. He just wants to hit 80 and take him out.
Good luck at jury duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to figure something out.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'd walk in with like a big rifle strapped across your chest.
God, don't do that.
No. Okay. We don't want you to get jury duty. We don't want you to get shot. All right. Okay, so we'll have Mr. Hernandez with us tomorrow along with Barry and I. So we look forward to hearing from you as we continue to take you through another great week here on The Usual Suspects. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. It's Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz. They're next. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.